This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another section of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be part of the conversation. All right? I mean, I'm wound up tonight, okay? I've been having a Facebook feud with a bunch of Democrat, what did I call them yesterday? Oh, Hillary zones. Zombies. Hillary zombies. Oh, just drove me out of my mind. Our mad black man from Baltimore will also join us tonight. Corey Duncan. If he's awake. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And it starts off, you know, Mateen's dad. Remember the fellow that killed the fellow, the animal that mowed down 49 or 50, you know, gay and lesbian or 49 or 50 people at a club that was a gay or lesbian club. I'm taking it for granted, and I shouldn't, that all 49 or 50 were gay or lesbian. All right? But, so dad, the dad shows up at the Hillary rally. And he doesn't just show up there. Here's what's funny. He's behind her. So the camera's on him and her, and he's there right behind, right off shoulder. Now, we've all been at this way too long to know this wasn't a coincidence. This didn't just happen. Okay? Now, if Donald Trump had somebody there off his shoulder, one of the dads, the same dad, maybe, boy, what, well, no, man, would have been okay. Because, you know, it was a Muslim guy. So that's okay. We don't want to upset them at all. Right? And it's just out of my mind. Can you tell? Out of my mind already, because I'm looking at that and I'm listening to this and they're justifying it. Well, I know. It's a convention. Nobody really knew he was there. He was fresh down. It was like he had a gun. It's really? Seriously? The guy is a nut job. He's a self-proclaimed president of Afghanistan. Did you not know that? Or Afghanistan, excuse me. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Look at his writings. If Trump even shook his hand or gave him a hug or pulled him in for a cup of coffee and talked to him for 10 minutes, to be all over him like white on rice. Now, the other thing, I may not finish this segment because it's going to take me a while to talk about, but I'm going to start it. I'm beside myself today listening to those homophobic, Christophobic, xenophobic, phobophobic Democrats. Yes. I've been listening today to Hillary's surrogates out there all over the place, talking about Republicans, talking about conservatives, okay? And now they've dropped the term Republican, they've dropped the term conservatives, and now their mantra is, of course Trump appeals to that person, they're a white supremacist. Of course Trump appeals to that group, they're homophobic. Of course, and the one that really set me over the roof today was one of her surrogates said, all right, you know, what do you want from the Republican Party? Half of them don't believe in evolution. Is he taking a poke at Christians? Right? Is he taking a poke at Christians? Because, well, look, and I don't know how you can be a Christian and believe in evolution, but we'll go past that for a second. Here he is. He takes a clean shot saying that the only people that Trump appeals to are white supremacists, homophobics, and evolution deniers. Right? This is the guy, you Dems, this is the guy, or this is your team calling us that. And you want to know why we can't get along? I know you don't really care. But you want to know why we can't get along, why we can't come together, why we can't close that gap between us? That's why. Because it's no longer a political issue anymore. Now you're taking direct shots at our religious beliefs and you don't care. Which is why I say on a regular basis, and I got some dumb friends that are mad at me, but I'm just going to say it again. If you're a Democrat, okay, if you're a Christian and you're in a Democrat party, you really need to take a hard look at yourself. I'm not even saying you have to join the Republican Party. You can go to decline the state that we have in California. You can go to independent, whatever. But a party that's actually sending troops out, in essence, her troops out, to make fun of Christians? Are you serious? And you're okay with that, right? You would be wrong. Dead wrong. If your God says he created the earth and everything on it, right? No, he didn't set it in motion and allow the single-cell sludge ball. I don't even go that far. He didn't just set nothingness in motion and wait for two atoms that came out of nothingness to find some place in this vast universe that really didn't exist because there was nothing here before to come together, to crash together. Right? To make this energy ball that's been going forward for a billion years to perfectly put the Earth in the orbit that it's in, because if it was 1.5 inches one way or 1.5 inches the other way, we would either freeze to death or we'd fry up. Yeah, all this was an accident that came out of nothing. The vacuum space came out of nothing, but nobody knows how the nothing turned into something or got there. Or if there was nothing and no God and no anything, how did the two atoms, where did they come from? See, there's no answer there, and they don't care. But I'm the moron for believing that a God, and you Dems and the Christians, listen hard, that a God, a loving Father, created the universe and gave us a place to hang out. Yeah, that's whack. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Corey Duncan will join me on the other side of the break. I think he's as wound up as I am. I hope he is. He usually is. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to The Rail Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As he does every week, our Mad Black Man from Baltimore joins us, Corey Duncan. And always a pleasure, Corey, to have you with me.
Always a pleasure. Come on. And once again, kick the liberals where they hurt.
Yes, yes. Yeah, thank you for keeping that clean. I appreciate that so much. Hey. No, you and I were talking off break. I have had to do a lot of praying lately in the downtime, because I'm welling up inside with anger over the fact that it happened again today, right? This is, remember the war on women back, women 2 years ago or so, where the, everybody was on our cases, our Republican conservative cases. We hate women. We won't give them birth control. We won't do this for them. We won't do that. We hate women, right? Now, this is going to be a war on Trump in the same fashion, though. A bunch of phony facts, a bunch of garbage you're going to throw out there, hope that it sticks. And now Trump is accused of calling for violence against Clinton because of her comments on the Second Amendment, which is a line of crap. He didn't tell anybody to pick up a gun and go shoot Hillary. He basically said you're going to have to pick up your arms and you're going to have to go and you're going to have to fight for your rights. We have been for the last 7 years. It's a game, right?
Well, once again, thanks for letting me come on the show and voice my comment. First of all, let me take care of this in a nutshell.
Uh-oh.
If I'm Donald Trump, I'm running in this campaign, I'm his campaign manager, I'm telling him, and I'm saying this in a nice voice, to stick to the topics. Do not get sidetracked with his name calling and everything else, or don't get sidetracked from what, just see the liberal mind thought is to get you sidetracked to talking about things that's not pertaining to the topic or trying to play the woman card and this and that. Don't feed into that. If he sticks to the topic and he doesn't say anything stupid or gets outlandish, he has to understand he's a very smart and intelligent man, but he has to understand what you did on Wall Street and what you do in Trump Tower you cannot do out here, because you had to play and be the same kind of con artist and chicane and smoke and mirrors as Barack Obama is. He can do the same thing. Donald Trump can be president. If he sticks to the topic, he will crush her. She cannot do anything with him. And that's why I always tell everyone, when you're talking to these liberals, don't get sidetracked. Let them call him, or let them, because we already know that she's going to try to steal the election. We already know that she don't want to talk about the emails or Benghazi or the topics. We already know that she is going to, anything that he said, he can say toilet paper, bananas, and they would take and try to turn it this way or that way or this way. And we already know, but that's a liberal mind thought. See, what we're going to have to do as conservatives, and if we want to get this gentleman in the office and help him, is not to get sidetracked about any of that. If they email you, respond back to them the way I respond back to them. I respectfully disagree. You have to have your facts together. I'm not going to get into this or that, because all it does is raise your blood pressure and it gets your mind off of what it gets them done. I mean, trust me, because I talk to plenty of black liberals and they know nothing. They know absolutely zilch. And my thing with this, I present my case, and when they want to go on and look like a fool and sit there and argue about something that they already know that I'm telling the truth about, then, you know, it's psychosomatic. You cannot sit there and argue with somebody that already has in their mind that this is what it is. And, you know, where I come from, black is white and white is black. And my thing is, if you're going to sit there and argue about something and you not have facts, which we all see, because that's what's happening now. They're trying to sidetrack and they're getting help from the dual civil rights people, the Fox phony and friends and fair faith and balance. And whatever you want to talk about, and I've been busting the ones the affiliate in D.C. and I hope they're listening, because every time Donald Trump comes on, they got something bad to say about it. But yet you're not supposed to be like this. What journalism school did you go to, really?
No, I come and a lot of the conversation, buddy, is aimed at your tribe from a standpoint of. You know, we want to keep the black community in chains. We want to keep the black community down. We want to take away the help. And I got some nasty shit today because I got carried away with myself. And God forbid, I said, listen, the Republicans are the ones that have respect for the black community. We don't believe they need welfare checks. We don't believe that the government has to help them for the rest of their lives. We don't believe that they can't make it in school without a leg up. We believe that they're very more than capable of doing it on their own. But apparently, that shows the world how out of touch Joe Messina is with the lower socioeconomic areas, which in and of itself is a racist comment.
Well, here it is. You're not out of touch. They're out of touch. And I'm going to read this passage from my page, Corey Duncan on Facebook.com. Corey Praise Duncan on Facebook and Corey Duncan on Twitter. Here's my passage. Baltimore, population 68% black. Police department 68% black. Fire department 58%. School district 86%. School teacher 72%. City council council 90, mayor is black, chief of police is black, 54% population. How is Whitey got to do with this? What does Whitey have to do with that? If that passage, if you read that passage and you have any kind of education or even a fourth grade education, you can understand what that means. It means that the people that's running these cities are black, and that's why they run them in the ground. You know. Yeah, I hate to sound like this, and I know I get a lot of nasty emails sometimes about you're a sellout and this and that. No, I'm not a sellout. I deal with the facts, and the facts are what they are. And if you don't want to deal with the facts, please do not debate me. Please don't debate me. I don't want to hear nothing about Trump is racist and this and that. Hillary is racist. Well, if you really want to start talking about racist, we can start talking about racist from the pantsuit lady of the Hall of Fame. I mean, come on. I mean, you're going to keep talking about that Trump is racist and that I'm being an Uncle Tom or whatever. Well, guess what? You can call me Uncle Tom. You can call me anything you want. I'll serve the lemonade. I'll do anything you want and stuff. Because my thing with it, you call it any way you want. The facts are what they are. And if you don't want to deal with the truth, because you got to stay true to the black neighborhood and this and that, whatever. Black people stab each other in the back every day. That's why when it all first started back in the 70s, we was a second-class citizen. Now we're like an eighth or ninth-class citizen. And it ain't because of the Koreans. And it ain't because of the Germans. It's not because of the Mexicans. It's because of our own race. Take a look before you start. Always when you start to blame somebody else, take a good hard look in the mirror at yourself.
Okay. I am in agreement with you. I don't care whether you're a black or Italian community or Irish, or I don't care what community you are, okay? What I care about is that you get it through your head that you don't need the government to do everything for you, that the bottom line with it is that it's okay to help somebody. Corey, I have no problem. I don't care where you come from or what you got going on. You need to get on welfare for a couple of months because you lost your job or something tragic happened. Great. But when you're on it for 20 years, I'm not interested in helping you anymore. We got to go for a quick break. Got to pay for a show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We will be back as soon as I hit the right button. Okay. You think I would not do this? Hopefully they don't pay me a whole heck of a lot, so don't worry about it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, thanks so much for joining me today, because I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I do appreciate the time that you take to send me emails, texts, tweets, and all that other stuff, too. Corey Duncan joins us. I lovingly refer to him as our mad black man from Baltimore. He's got the inside scoop of what's going on the street. And he's got the inside scoop of what's going on in, you know, in government offices with the average worker. I'll put it that way. It's amazing to me how much Kool-Aid they drink to get to where they're at. Corey, thanks for joining me today.
Always a pleasure, young man.
Corey, before we get too deep into this other stuff and I set you loose, did you hear what Will Smith talk about how America needs to cleanse itself of Trump supporters?
Yes, I did. Once again, we have a black actor that comes out and the white people didn't go to see his movies, then he wouldn't have any money. Because most black people watch him on DVD or get them out of the barbershop. But anyway, move along. That's why I'm like, why does white people support people like this? Because he's rubbing it in your face. And what I have to say about this is we have another talented actor, and his wife is very talented and from Baltimore, the hood. Yes, she is. And I want to ask him and her, there was the main question of the night. And the main question is, where were you when the riots were going on? Hiding out in Hollywood. Where were you at when they was burning the CVS down? Where were you at when they was throwing bottles and burning the church down? Where were you at, Jada Pickett? Where were you at, Will Smith? And to sit up and say they should cleanse yourself. How about if they stop coming to watch your black behind in the movies? How about if they stop doing that? And I guess you'll change that too.
No. Hey, look. I'm with you. I think we should hit them in the pocketbooks. You know, these guys that don't have any more knowledge than you and I have, They and some of them have a heck of a lot less knowledge, okay? I jokingly say that their job is to go out and lie in these movies, right? They pretend to be something they're not. Now, he goes out, they make millions of dollars, and all of a sudden, we look up to them because they've made money? I mean, if you want to put them in line as to who has the more money, and you have to look up to people with money, then they should look up to Trump and forget all those other people, right? If money is the thing.
Will Smith has been trying, ever since he's become a movie actor, has been trying to be Jack Nicholson. He's been trying to be everyone. He's been trying to I'm not taking nothing away from him. He's a very good actor, and I take nothing away from him. But one thing I cannot stand from a black actor or any kind of minority is if you're going to get up and do something, make a movie, shut your mouth, go on about your business. Why does everyone have to make a political statement? We got the WNBA players. We got him making his statement and saying, and you're right. You're absolutely correct. Like I said before, even with these comedians on these Radio 1 shows that I hear in the morning, stick to doing what you do best. Make people laugh. Stop trying to be a politician because you know nothing about being a politician, and you're so right. If white folks stop going to see them and stop going to their movies and stop going to their comedy shows and start hitting them in the pocket,
Okay. Then
we won't have none of this. They'll shut up.
I'm with you. And you know, everybody gets mad when you talk about boycotting. It's not a boycott. Why do I want to put money in somebody's pocket? You know, I have a cousin. She's very, in a lot of ways, she's very conservative, but she's a Barbara Streisand lookalike. You know, she does the show. She does fairly well for herself out there on the East Coast. But she gets mad at me when I start beating on Barbara Streisand. I'm going, why do people look at the Barbara Streisands of the world, the Will Smiths of the world, like they got some brains because they got some money? Because, again, if it's a money game, I can have a field day with this. I can name a whole boat. What is it? Tyler Perry. What is he, the fourth richest person in Hollywood? I mean, and he has more conservative. I mean, there's some things about him I don't like, but I don't. Only my wife is the only person I like everything about, right? So, but even Tyler Perry, he's got a conservative bent. He talks about working hard. He talks about not being on the government rolls, but they don't give him any time.
But they're not going to. Anybody black that's conservative, they don't want to hear anything. They try to trounce Stacey Dash. They dug into her background, found out about her husband or ex-husband, you know, still giving her financial help or whatever. So what? See, every time, and they come after me, they just haven't came after me yet, like they've really put out in the public. But they can come after me, and anything you, and if you've been on my page, you know how my lifestyle and how I live my life. And I could care less because I'm still conservative. And it is what it is. And nobody on the earth is perfect. No one. But we got some people that really has. I mean, if you sit and talk to a lot of these people like Jay-Z and Beyonce, they got an IQ of a turnip. And they know nothing. Kanye West is a knuckle. Now, he's musically gifted. Now, he can make a video and do this and do that. But as far as anything else, it's almost like driving a car down a dark road in Texas, and you just run across the field. That's exactly what it's about.
All right, so you were talking during the break about the physical, and I agree with you, but I want you to blow it up here. The physical violence that we see happening on a regular basis now, when somebody has a Trump shirt on or a Trump hat on, and today we heard about the sign that they set on fire. You know, they rebuilt that sign with community help. People came to help that guy rebuild the Trump sign that was set on fire. See, you guys are cowards. You're nothing more than a bunch of cowards. You're like those jerks that key cars in the middle of the night while they're in the driveway. If you really have something to say and you're a real person with a spine, do it in front of my face. Light the sign and fire on my on my front lawn while I'm watching you. That takes a spine. That takes a real person of conviction. The other stuff you do, you're just a bunch of cowards. So the physical violence, you've seen it amped up, haven't you, Corey?
Oh, you stole my thunder. That's exactly what I was going to say. Hey, I went to Iraq, fought at least 60,000 Iraqis face to face. Me and the 82nd mechanized. And my thing is, that's face to face combat. These cats out here that's walking around talking about they're thugs and this and that. They're a bunch of punks. And I had to agree with what you just said. If you're going to say something, I've always been a person like this. I say say what I say. I'm 6'5 and 275 pounds. And if you want to say anything to me, I ain't hard to find. I don't hide behind a computer. And my thing is, I'm going to wear my Trump shirt proudly. And if I had to go out and get 5 or 7 ball bats to walk around with and hand them out at the inaugural, then that's what we'll do. Because if he wins and I go to the inaugural, I don't care. I don't care how many Black Lives Matter people show up or how many Black Panther people show up, because we already know if you grab one, I'm going to punch in the mouth. The rest of them going to run. That's all it is. And you're right. They're a bunch of cowards. Because if you was a real man, you would stand up. Don't pick on one person that's by himself or this or that. Don't you pick on when them bikers came to Cleveland? And where was the Black Lives Matter people at then? Why don't y'all pick a fight with them?
Because nobody likes to walk into something to get crucified, right?
But you know, they're like the insurgents in Iraq. They're selective about their targets. They hit you where you don't have an amount of people to fight back or whatever like that. But that's all it takes is one. That's all it takes. And you had no further to look than 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. He is the culprit that's caused all of it. And he is the culprit that's caused all of it. And to tell you the truth, I wouldn't care whether Hillary or Trump get in office as long as his behind get out. Him and his mooching.
Well, the problem.
White.
Yeah, but the problem is if she gets in there, she could nominate him for Supreme Court. She could nominate his wife, partner for Supreme Court or whatever. I mean, it could be a nightmare.
Yes, that is a problem. That is a problem. But right now, we need to deal with what we need to deal with, and we're worried about that when we can get there. I mean, when we get to that. But right now, we need to keep the best hope that we have right now, and that's Donald Trump. And we need to keep him on track and focused, not dealing with name calling, not saying one thing, and then the next week, and we know the pundits on Sunday morning, the Fox and everyone else, is going to take it. Anything he says is going to tear apart. They got to stay on topic. Keep him on topic and not with this stuff of name calling and worried about some guy that got $375,000 from the Clinton Foundation in his bank account last week. Ah, so you'd be surprised what us government people know.
Now, you know what? And that's the other thing. It won't matter, though. It really will. I'm on this mantra lately. We'll talk about it on the other side of the break, where we can catch them in the act. 15 people could be there with video cameras, and they will tell you they didn't do it. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
Corey can't hear the intros. But right now, the bump music is She's a Brick House. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Our mad black man from Baltimore joins us, Corey Duncan, as he does every week. I always have a good time with him when he's on the show. Corey, thanks for being with me tonight.
Always a pleasure.
You know, I get emails from time to time. They used to be really nasty. Now they've kind of calmed down, and I play stuff like that from the 70s. I get a kick out of it. You know, you think about the music of the 70s, you couldn't play any of that today. They would be burning down record stores and shutting down radio stations with some of the music, right?
Exactly.
We can sell music about killing cops, beating on women, you know, sexually abusing women. That's all okay. But you call somebody, you know, a really pretty woman, and she turns you on and that kind of stuff with the kind of music from the 70s, that's old. You can't do that.
Exactly, because that's not trendy. That's not training. But I want to tell you about a passage about a situation that happened here in Baltimore. I have some listeners that's from the Maryland area, and they understand what exactly I'm talking about. It was a young lady, and her son was in their apartment, and Baltimore County. Well, the first Baltimore County police went to go knock on the door, and they knocked on the door and they had a warrant. But it wasn't a felony warrant, though. Let's remember that. It's not a felony warrant. So they knocked on the door, and they heard somebody in there, so they wound up kicking the door open. They kicked the door open, she's on the floor with a shotgun between her legs. So they run out, get the tactical squad to come back. She's on Facebook and Twitter, and people are on there. Yes, these are black folks. 90% of them, not all of them,
oh
but these
God.
Are black folks on there cheering her on. You have a gun. Don't let them come in and do this or do that to you. Cheering her on. So what happened was the standoff went for a little while, and then finally they went to go in there, and she shot at them, and they shot back. So when they shot back, they hit her son by mistake. Okay, his son goes to the hospital, he's fine, mom's dead. Well, what does the radio station 92Q in Baltimore do? They take and they interview a 5-year-old little boy that's probably been already told what to say and what the whatever. And what it is, they cut certain parts of it, they cut out of the interview.
Wow.
They cut out about the part about with his mom sitting there with the shotgun, and they left. And of course, all we need was the Young and the Restless music in the background. They shot my mommy. They shot my mom. Where's the rest of the story at?
Oh, my God.
And just like someone's, wait, let me finish the story real quick. Mm-hmm. And that's why I say, that's why somebody said the same thing that I said on a local radio show. Let's get the facts together before you want to give her a recreation center. Give her a name for a recreation center.
Yeah, well, they'll have a check for $6 million waiting for her family about another 20 minutes to a half an hour, right?
If Rollins fake has anything to do with it, she'll do it.
I listen to this stuff, but I was just part of what brought on the conversation, guys, was that I told him, I said, I'm watching this police chase in Chicago because I'm hearing about how there are now 18 gangs that have come together, which is a small amount when you know how many gangs there actually are in Chicago. The small amount of gangs have come together, right? And they've decided to go after the cops that shot this 18-year-old kid. Well, the 18-year-old kid, it so far allegedly stole a car. I watched the camera where the kid tries to take out a group of cops with the car. Okay, he's speeding down streets in little suburban area. Now, some of you Maronis are going to say, well, maybe they shouldn't have chase somebody for just stealing a car. You know, that way people wouldn't die. Well, you know, it doesn't stop at stealing a car. If the guy doesn't care when he's being chased to go in that fast, he doesn't care about much anything. Anyway, he gets out of the car finally. He's got cops chasing him. He's going through backyards. He's resisting arrest. And what are you supposed to do at that point in time? I mean,
I go one better. These clowns are going around, these gangs and stuff that's doing this kind of stuff. Let me explain something to you. You think you're tough, you're not tough. Let me explain something, and I'm not making any threats of doing this. I could take five people from my squad. I could take five people from my squad from the 82nd mechanized, and five of us could take all of you guys out. You would never know what hit you and stuff. Trust me. You're not soldiers. You're street soldiers. You're street soldier and you're insurgent. But my thing of it is, if the police really want to do with it, and I sure hope it doesn't come to this vigilante stuff, where the police say, well, okay, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do like what they did in Nam and what they did in some other places, Afghanistan and some other places. They send out Viper squads, and the Viper squad goes out, and they take care of you. They don't go out as a jumping out of helicopters. We come out. Anyone that's been in the Marine Corps knows exactly what a Viper squad is. And it would take 2 days. I wouldn't say 2 days. It takes maybe 2 hours to get rid of all of them. And my thing with it, and then you have, but you got it. But you can't do stuff like this. You shouldn't have to come do. Hey, look, it's one thing is the rule of law. And if you don't have the rule of law, you're going to have chaos and mayhem. And this kind of stuff of playing a race card. There's no way in the world. That's like, okay, so if y'all have people on Facebook talking about, well, the police knocked on the door, they should have left that girl alone and left. If she had opened the door and had just took the warrant and said, okay, all right, I'll go down to the police station and straighten it out or whatever like that, they would have left. She made it like that.
Don't go over that fast. Come back to that because you know this. They know this, right? Well, It wasn't a felony warrant, so if she had just opened the door and said, yes, officer, right. They would have handed it to her, she would have gone back to being able to go back to bed, and everything would be fine, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now she's been there with a shot, so what was they supposed to do? Go down the street, get a dozen of crabs or a snow cone, and then come back and, you know, I mean, come on, are you serious? Really? She made a non-felony situation turn into a felony situation.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. It's when I see stuff like that and I hear stuff like that, I'm thinking to myself, and what I'm told when I make these comments during the week, so I'll let you respond. What I'm told is you don't understand what it's like to be a black person in America. When cops are knocking at your door, you are almost sure. You can almost buy a lottery ticket against the fact that they're going to shoot and kill you. I can't. I don't have the right color to argue. You want
to
argue that point?
That doesn't have nothing to do with black or white. That has to do with a person's level of stupidity. And in my view, there's like a homicide detective told me a long time ago. He said, guess what? If you haven't done anything, then you don't have anything to worry about now, do you?
I'm with you. I agree with you. Look at, we've said this a million times. I know it's kind of an old story, but here's the deal. You get pulled over, and it's at night especially, you roll down your windows, you shut off the radio, you put your registration and license, wallet, whatever, right up there on the dashboard. You put both hands on the steering wheel. And when a cop walks up, you don't say, what the hell do you want? I wasn't doing nothing wrong. You say, officer, what can I do?
You mean with 100 pounds of metal in your mouth, all I got to do is walk up and pull out a magnet. I mean, really?
But, I mean, they always make it sound like everything that they're doing is so innocent. And, they have a right to do everything. So it's almost like you can't – the cop loses the minute he turns the lights on.
Hey, look, did you hear what Brock said yesterday? Somebody interviewed him, and he said that if he could say another term, what he – and he said, well, I'm not leaving – I'm not leaving. I'm still going to be around, but I'm not leaving because I have to leave. I'm leaving because I'm being forced out. I started to say, it's a such thing as the Constitution, and you get two times and you get the devil out. That's what it's called.
I'm being forced out. Yeah, there's a petition. There's a petition, Obama. We're forcing you out. Don't let the Constitution stuff get in the way at all. Just make it sound like because the white folk can't stand you, because the black folk all love you, right? The white folk can't stand you. We're forcing you out of office. This stuff is just, you couldn't hire somebody, right, to have you make this stuff sound any more dumb.
I really, I don't understand, but, I ask all the listeners, come check me out on Corey Perez Duncan on Facebook and Corey Duncan on Twitter. And, I got a lot of good stuff on there. And you come on there. I hate to get off topic. I want to give a big shout out to my family. We're having a great, gigantic, all-American cookout in Bel Air, Texas. And, those of you have an invitation, I'll see you there. Those of you not, that don't, I'll see you in the funny paper.
I'll be there at 6. especially if you're cooking. I'll be there at 6.
Bring your Trump shirt. Bring your Trump shirt.
I'll bring a Trump shirt, a Trump hat. I'll even wear Trump socks if they make them. How's that, okay?
No!
Anyway, hey, Corey, always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. We have a good time. And you should put a little, someday you should put a little piece up on there that you're not the token black guy for TRS, okay?
Yeah, I'm definitely not that. Hey, look, they come to my page, they'll find out.
I'm gonna put up a blog. I'm going to put up a little picture someday of all my tokens, so to speak. Anyway, hey, thanks for being with me. I appreciate it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GSN Live, GCN Live. God, I'll get it right. I get TRS wrong all the time, too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to become part of the conversation. I got a lot coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about the Muslim flight attendant who sued ExpressJet. Why? Because she refused to serve alcohol on a plane. Does she know what goes on a plane? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina. We'll be back in a minute.